I've just been listening to a couple of VI podcasting boos where I'm not sure what radio station, whether it must be from Inside Radio or something like that. He has taken a couple of product listings, more than a couple, in fact, but I've listened to two of them, one about a glow-in-the-dark coaster and the other about the accessibility of central heating controllers. And that's all useful information. That's not really what I've come on to talk about. What I wanted to talk about is the terrible voice that's been used on there that feels the need to speak in a very slow and deliberate way because no visually impaired person would otherwise be able to understand them. And even if they could understand them, their poor little brains wouldn't be able to cope with the intellectual information swimming around inside without an extremely annoying voice to decipher the different... I'm getting lost now in what I'm trying to say. Anyway, you get the idea. That's extraordinarily annoying and frankly quite patronising, whoever was using that voice. Yeah. I was most amused, tickled perhaps, by the use not only of the term sight loss, which I know that many have quite rightly have an issue with, but then of sight loss and those with failing sight. So what exactly is the difference between having sight loss and having failing sight? Unless sight loss is having reached a point where one's sight has been failing and is no longer failing, as in it has failed, and failing sight is those who are continuing to move in a downward direction. But then there are many of us who have conditions which where one's sight deteriorates, where actually it's quite difficult to tell whether you have failing sight or sight loss on that basis, because it stops and it starts and it goes down at different speeds, and it's all very confusing. And it just strikes of more just trying to fumble around to find an alternative to the trusty old blind and partially sighted or visually impaired. So... there we go. That's my penny's worth on that one. Bye for now.